Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Let's Talk 20s podcast. I'm your host, Tanner, and it's just me. Since August 11th, 2024, there's not been an upload of the most popular podcast in the world. GT is planning a wedding. He is getting married very soon. I'm seeing him in like 3 weeks for a bachelor trip. And Connor's doing great things as well. I know him and his girlfriend, Shay. They just recently bought their own place. And they're doing fantastic. I've been busy with my own life and work and school and everything like that, grinding it out as I have been, as you listen and hear me rant about almost every time. And one thing just led to another, to the point where this thing just took a backseat unintentionally. And then the week strung into a month, and then 2 months and 3 months. And then next thing you know is around the holidays time, Thanksgiving, and running around with the family and Cameron and everything. And I don't know why it took such a backseat, but it did. And it's just me for now. I just felt like I've been wanting to post something for a long time. And I just finally decided to do it. I'm recording this just right after Valentine's Day, which I hope you guys had a great Valentine's Day. I hope you guys had a great holiday season, rest of the 2024 year. And, you know, going into this 2025 and, you know, having the expectations and New Year's resolutions for yourself. I hope you guys are able to achieve and fulfill all your personal wants, needs, and desires. As I mentioned on a podcast a few times, I feel like 2024 for me was a great year of personal growth, especially on the internal side, mental side, psychological side. A lot of inner healing. And I'm really excited for this year, because I feel like this year is going to be a lot of a year of action, if you will. I'm really excited to get back into the gym, which I have been doing a little more consistently, losing weight, really working on school and focusing on things right now that matter. Whereas 2024, I looked at a lot of things that I thought mattered and didn't, and did a lot of, you know, kind of figuring things out where my priorities should be. And I just feel like I'm a better piece now. But I hope you guys have been doing well. This episode, I just wanted to talk about a few things, quotes, and just thoughts that kind of came up to me within this year. And these aren't everything profound that I felt like I experienced, but a few things that I want to touch on that maybe will speak to you guys, and just throw it out there. And I probably will have, you know, I don't want to say 10, 20,000 people listen to this. And I'm really, really thankful for that. However, I don't even care if one person listens to it. I know it's been 6 months since I last uploaded. I'm not expecting anything. But yeah, I hope you guys, if you do listen to this or watch this, whatever you decide to do, I hope you can relate to some of this stuff. So the first one I want to talk to you guys about is, it's saying, imagine seeking validation from a world that crucified a perfect man. Now, this quote was really profound to me, because it made me realize that, well, something that GT Connor and I talked about all the time in the podcast was seeking validation from others, and how obviously that's such an internal part of us as humans, a sense of community, a sense of feeling like you belong, feeling loved, etc. But how that can also be in an unhealthy way, and especially with social media, and seeking validation not only in person, but on this freaking phone screen or tablet, whatever you want to say, with others, and how unhealthy that has become. In addition to trying to seek the validation from others, we're trying to seek validation and feel like we belong. We're constantly seeking perfection. We always are like so self-critical, or a lot of people are, maybe not everyone, but a lot of people are self-critical, and they need a different opinion to feel like maybe they're overreacting, or their way of thinking is a little too self-destructive. And so it kind of goes hand in hand with the chase of perfectionism, and being a perfectionist, because you're constantly trying to chase something that you can't have. You know, no one is perfect, and seeking that validation from others while you're trying to be this perfect image of yourself, that is a very toxic combination. And speaking from personal experience, I wasn't necessarily seeking validation from other people as much as it was being a perfectionist. And don't get me wrong, I still have my days when I'm hard on myself, but something that you guys know that I've talked about a lot of times is how I can have and have had a very toxic relationship with myself in terms of feeling like I let myself down if I fall short in something. My God, my world's over and I'm a failure, blah, 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 blah. Which I know some of you guys feel that same way. And I think an important thing with this quote is how you need to focus on the self-success, but through your own lens. And something that I've really worked on in 2024 and has really helped me in this year as well is understanding that my success, one, it doesn't define me, but two, understanding how my success is not going to be linear and how I need to take the small victories within myself and not compare myself to others. And the validation goes hand in hand with that. You want someone to recognize your success. You want someone to see the hard work you've put in. Once again, that's part of us, right? So seeking that success, but through your own lens, I think is very important. A lot of times when we're seeking validation, you know, we can start to feel like we're becoming a different version of ourselves than what's the genuine version of ourselves, trying to please others. So you're trying to become this person that you think will get you more friends or that people will like more or whatever. But understanding that seeking validation will only get you so far, and you need to understand your own self-success and see that through your own lens and give yourself your own grace and be happy with who you are without needing the validation from other people. And way easier said than done. And once again, it's a balance, but at the same time, realizing that you need to be okay and happy with yourself and stop getting that external praise from other people. There's a lot of different ways you could go with that quote. Imagine seeking validation from a world that crucified a perfect man. But that's one that really spoke to me in a multitude of ways and a multitude of topics that I've talked about on this podcast before. Now, the next one kind of goes hand in hand with this. Proverbs 15, verse 32. And there's obviously different iterations of this verse, but the one I'm reading is, if you refuse to be corrected, you're only hurting yourself. Listen to criticism and you will gain understanding. Spoke to me as a stubborn individual. Something I really had to work on in 2024, especially with my relationship with Cameron and honestly other people in my life in general, is understanding that as much as I would like to think that I'm right and as much as I would like to think that my train of thought is the better way in some situations, that's not entirely true. And having the ability to listen to criticism from others and understand that sometimes people are saying things to help you and look out for you and try to make you aware of things when sometimes you don't even understand and realize your own flaws. We become so used to and normalized with our own thoughts, emotions, and actions that what we think is our normal really isn't normal, or what we think is our quote unquote okay is really not okay to other people. And to have people in your life that are able to feel comfortable enough to, I don't want to say confront you, that's a wrong term, but to be able to talk to you and explain how maybe something that you're doing is bothering them or something that you're saying is really not okay in someone else's eyes, I think is very important to have. And to take action, and even if you don't want to, but realize that if you are affecting the people that are around you that care about you, then you need to make the change even if you don't feel like it's necessary. For example, for me with Cam and I, we had a fantastic talk at the beginning of this year and kind of just discussed our communication. And I know my friends and their partners, a lot of them have had problems every once in a while, right? I mean, bickering, arguing happens in relationships. And how some of the things that I say, I can be very blunt and not intentionally hurt her feelings, but I do. I felt like that communication style was okay for me to talk to other people, like my partner. And she expressed to me how me being blunt can really hurt her at times. And what I say, whether I mean to or not to hurt her feelings, it can hurt her feelings. So I had to take a step back and take the criticism and have a better understanding, gain the understanding that whether I feel like I'm doing enough improvement or not, if someone in my corner tells me that I'm doing something that bothers them or negatively impacts them, then obviously I need to make the change. So that was the second one I wanted to discuss with you guys. The third one I wanted to discuss was praise publicly, criticize privately. Something that I realized is how a lot of people friends or family members or, you know, really anyone, a lot of people that became very comfortable criticizing others publicly, or, you know, in situations where I felt like I wasn't comfortable with it. And although that is okay in certain situations, I think a big thing is to not allow that kind of environment to dictate how you will be around other people all the time. Because it's very easy to allow that kind of, if you criticize publicly, or if you are, let's say, talking bad about someone in not the most private manner, you know, that becomes your normal. You accidentally slip up or you say something around the wrong person. Next thing you know, you're doing that with other groups of friends or groups of people in your life. And that can become a very negative trait. And it can bite you in the behind, for one. But for two, it's not really a good show of your character. So praise publicly, criticize privately, I think is important, because your words, whether the person is around or not, can have an effect. I think your words at times can speak louder than actions, a topic that we've discussed on the podcast before. And it kind of goes hand in hand with kind of being kind to everyone. I've come to realize that in the past, I don't want to say I was selective. Obviously, you have your friends or people that you are more inclined to want to be around. But I think being kind to even those that you don't necessarily get along with can also just speak volumes about your character and put that good karma into the universe. And I think that's something that I had to work on in 2024, is praising publicly but criticizing privately, and minimizing the criticism, not even with just with people, but just with situations in general. And yeah, so that was the third one I want to discuss with you guys, is praise publicly, criticize privately. Fourth one is, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. I'll say it again. If you change the way you look at things, you realize that the things you're looking at change as well. So I think the two main things that this can talk about is your environment and your perspective on things. A perspective change is something that's very hard to do. And I'll go back to an example of how I was told that my bluntness, or how I sometimes address things, can be very blunt and very, very short, to say the least. And I don't mean, obviously, to hurt people's feelings at times. Sometimes it's just the way that I am vocalizing how I felt wasn't maybe the most healthy way or the most loving way and compassionate way when I needed to have a better tone around certain people. Your environment matters a lot. In 2024, I know GT and I discussed this. I don't know if Connor was on the podcast for this one or not, but talking about your environment and how you're in a room with five criminals, they say that you're more than likely to become the sixth criminal. If you're in a room of people who love to exercise and go to the gym, and maybe you don't, you're more inclined to become the sixth person who goes to the gym. Your environment makes a huge difference. And if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. I think that also helps with your perspective on things. Glass is half full, the glass is half empty. I used to be a glass is half empty kind of guy. Negativity is something that always, it just sticks in my mind longer. I feel like the feeling of sadness, grief, anger, those emotions just linger with me longer than feelings of happiness and euphoria, all the kind of positive connotations of that. But to change my perspective from the glass is half empty to half full, and realize that a lot of the things that I looked at that I didn't appreciate for or that I took for granted are things that really matter, that add up to a great life. You know, you don't appreciate your car that gets you from point A to point B or anywhere that you need to go. And you don't appreciate having the ability to drive to work to make money until your car breaks down on the highway at 7:30 in the morning and you're having to take a $35 Uber to school. That sounds like a very specific example. Definitely did not happen to me. It did. It was terrible. But you don't appreciate your car and what it provides for you on a day-to-day basis until you no longer have that mode of transportation. And I think that analogy can go forward into anything in your life. The people that are around you, having a roof over your head, you know, all the the things that we take for granted on a day-to-day basis, I think can help to change the way you look at things. And in addition to that, I think your perspective on just taking a world and people around you for who they are versus trying to find the positives and everything and seeking that kind of positivity, I think is something that I really did this previous year that kind of really elevated my overall happiness on a day-to-day. It made me come to appreciate people a lot more. It kind of goes up with the previous topic I was discussing about your environment and how if you don't have that criticism, if you don't look around yourself every once in a while and make sure that you're doing everything in your power to improve or have a great support system or, you know, get the job that you always dreamed of, or you're not making those goals and actually establishing these kind of concrete ways to achieve whatever you're trying to get at, you're more likely to be stuck than if you try to have that perspective outlook every once in a while and just see what's going on and evaluate and see if there's anything that you can improve, change, discard, or if everything's great, then, you know, let me know and what you're doing and hook me up on that. And the last one I want to discuss with you guys is stop looking for external solutions to internal problems. For me, I at times distract myself, whether it's TV or TikTok or something like that, or keeping myself busy to dismiss my problems or not really address them because I don't have the time or mental fortitude to is pretty unhealthy. I think that a lot of the times we do seek the external solutions to the internal problems, and all it is a temporary fix. And if you don't get to the root of the problem, or if you're not willing to address the problem, then that problem doesn't matter that much to you. I think complacency has a big thing to do with this as well. And the reason why I say that is because if you're not willing to address the problem and you're trying to escape it and not necessarily search for those solutions, then you're pretty much internally thinking that your problems don't matter and that the solution will come in time. You don't need to address your problems immediately in that moment every single time you have a problem, because for some of us, then we would literally not be functioning and we would just constantly be trying to fix ourselves. And although that's a great habit to have, I really think the point of it is to understand that you can only escape and temporarily distract yourself for so long before something catches up to you, no matter how small or large the issue is. And something that, once again, the cell phones and everything else we have going on in our lives, that is all temporary distractions. I think to add to this as well is to realize that a lot of times what we may think is a solution to our problem really is just a patch on a sinking ship, and you patch one hole and then a second hole appears and the boat is still sinking slowly but surely, but you're just putting all these temporary plugs on all these holes that are happening on the ship. And whether it's because we have an avoidant behavior or simply it's because of the fact that we don't have time to seek those problems and figure them out, I think you're doing yourself a disservice by allowing yourself to think that your problems don't matter. And that's something that I had to realize, is that the problems I felt like really didn't matter that much and weren't affecting me that much. You know, one problem leads to two problems, and then two problems leads to three problems, and next thing you know, I'm very overwhelmed and I wonder why. And by the time I'm already seeking out for a solution or trying to figure out what's the root cause of this thing, I can't figure it out because I feel like there's too much going on. I'm overstimulated. You know, I let one thing that was a small problem kind of compound over time, and then I explode and I either, you know, have a meltdown or I just shut down because I don't even know where to start, where to begin. So you don't need to hyper fixate on every single problem you have, but at the same time, you can't expect things to change without making change. And that's something in 2024 that I really worked hard on and tried to improve on within myself, is not allowing myself to dismiss problems and make myself believe that they don't matter, because they really do matter, no matter how insignificant you think it is. So those were the five things that I had listed. I mean, there's more. Once again, like I said, there's more that I can think of that have happened in 2024 that I feel like were either lessons or, in this instance, of Bible verses or quotes that helped me out. But I just wanted to share those with you guys. Maybe you relate to them, maybe you don't. But yeah, the first one, once again, I'll just read all five of them right now. Imagine seeking validation from a world that crucified a perfect man. And then there's Proverbs 15, verse 32. If you refuse to be corrected, you're only hurting yourself. Listen to criticism and you will gain understanding. The third one I had was praise publicly, criticize privately. The fourth one was, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And finally, stop looking for external solutions to internal problems. So I'm sure I rambled on this. I mean, hell, it's been 6 months since I recorded myself or did anything podcast related. So I apologize if the content itself wasn't that good. And it's my first time. Shit, I don't know if I ever maybe did one podcast where it's just me talking. But there's a difference between me just talking for 20 minutes straight versus having a 40 minute podcast and breaking it up with at least one other person, sharing stuff with me. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing okay. I apologize once again for the hiatus. I really want to get back into this thing. Probably not on a weekly basis, but if it's every other week or once a month or something, I want to keep uploading stuff. And if you listen to this, watch this, and you listen all the way to the end, I'd really appreciate you guys either commenting, texting, or DMing me via Instagram or whatever you can to let me know how you felt about this content. But appreciate you guys listening, watching. Take care of yourself, and as always, peace.